They celebrated victory even though the result was as one-sided as an Argentina versus Falklands football match. It was never a question of what the outcome would be, just how big the margin.
Oh, fantastic. Absolutely phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. Thank you very much. It's amazing night. Party on!
And it sends such a strong message to the international world that we've been here now for a long time. We have the right to determine our own future.
As the votes were counted, it was a case of spot the nose. There didn't seem to be any. Then, after the count was complete, there was a delay as the calculators came out and officials realised that one vote had gone missing. They decided it wasn't worth a recount.
The number of yes votes cast was 1,513, which represents 98.8%.
Actually, the percentage was 99.8% in favour. Only three people swam against the patriotic tide which swept the Falklands in recent days.
People here will tell you they don't really care how the Argentinian government reacts to this vote. After all, they're used to being ignored by Buenos Aires. But they do hope that the rest of Latin America will take notice of the referendum result.
It means the Falklands will continue to run its own affairs, but shelter under the wing of the motherland when it comes to defence and foreign policy.
Who are the three people who voted against?
I don't know, but if you can find out, I'll personally pay their flights, and they can go that way next Saturday.
The island's political leaders now feel they have a mandate and can walk more confidently on the world stage.
We'll be taking that message to various governments and saying to them, look, self-determination, it's a fundamental human right, you can't ignore it, this is what the people of the Falklands have said, do you have a problem with that?
Independent election monitors confirmed the referendum was technically correct with no interference. Just as important to the organisers, a 92% turnout. It was clear the Falkland speaks with almost one voice. Ian Woods, Sky News, Stanley, in the Falkland Islands.